views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
You mean to tell me that you went home and swiped a ball that was signed by Babe Ruth, and you brought it out here and actually played with it? And actually played with it? Yeah!
Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was gonna bring it back,
but it was signed by Babe Ruth!
Yeah, you keep telling me that. Who is she?
We'll keep it right here, because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of Flood!
King of Crash!
The Colossus of Cloud! The Colossus of Cloud!
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERC Delivery and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. And our producer, Eric Ostrowski. We're on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. We've got so much stuff to do this week. So many cool things came in this week, or people sent me messages about. We've got these weird prize packages. Vince, it's time to start ripping. Okay. Bill Huggins, this is what Vince won at T-Crown in our monthly drawing, one of the historic autographs signed mini bats. So Vince is opening this mini bat right now, and we're gonna have the listeners guess who his signed mini bat is. If somebody guesses correctly, they automatically win not that mini bat, they'll win another mini bat that's sealed that I have at T-Crown. So you have to guess that. If nobody guesses who it is, we're going to add the sealed mini bat to our prize package.
I'm trying to read the signature here. I can't make out the signature.
Oh, really?
I'll be able to.
All right. Maybe
I'll check their site versus the signature.
But. Yeah. Doesn't it have a little thing on with it that says who it is? And then the rest of our prize package is a Bowman Chrome baseball box, which were given away separately if somebody guesses who his autograph is. Although if he doesn't know who it is, then we can't do
Actually,
the guess.
Actually, there's cellophane on top of the signature.
Okay.
That should probably clear it up a little bit for.
And then we're also giving away four tickets. These are courtesy of Superman Todd to the practice round at the BMW Golf Championship, which I think is this week. So lots of stuff this week, and lots of stuff to talk about. So the number's 312-332-3776. If you want to call in about an item, you get in the drawing, and Vince, you know who it is?
I'm going to look up their website and match up the number here.
Why don't you take it back to Eric and show it to him.
Okay.
See who if he thinks he knows who it is. And boy, I wonder if it's an... Clint Eastwood? I don't think Clint Eastwood's in the Hall of Fame, but wouldn't that be something if that's who it was? But then we also are giving away the Bowman Chrome baseball box for sure and four tickets to the BMW Championship. And, Bill, you should have seen some of the stuff that came in this week. We had – I have a follower on Twitter who sent me a direct message. Apparently – he listens to the show online in Tennessee, and he sends me a picture of an Otto Graham late 1940s sideline jacket, a Cleveland Brown sideline jacket. And with the message, he said something to the effect, originally, like, is this just something that's a cool thing to talk about, or is there value? I go, that's big time. I asked him, if do you have paperwork with it? He goes, well, it's a family thing. My dad had it for a long time, but now I've had it for the last 15 years. Otto Graham was his uncle. So I didn't even know it when he was first following or sent the message. So, I mean, Bill, that's probably thousands. It looks like it's in really good shape. He did say the inside lining looks like it might have had moths got to it at one point. So there's the inside lining had some... rips
in
it.
Is his name or number in it anywhere?
He can send more pictures. He has all that stuff. The only picture I posted on Twitter was of the back of the jacket, And from the back of the jacket, I mean, it looks like it's in really good shape. But he does have pictures of the tags and all that stuff, too. So, I mean, I looked up other sideline jackets, Packers from the 60s, for instance. You know, some pretty big-name Packers. Those were going for a couple of grand. I'm thinking from late 40s, Otto Graham. Don't you think that's at least $2,000-$3,000, maybe more?
I couldn't have said that any better, yeah.
So, yeah.
You know, $2,000 or $3,000 may be low on that.
I think it really might be. So, you know, I told him if he hears, he said he was going to listen online, and if he hears us talking about it and he decides he wants to auction it, we'd love to, you know, watch what it's going to do in an auction. It'll be interesting to see, but we would obviously talk about it on the show again, too.
Yeah, that'd be a feature item for sure. You'll see that on our carousel.
Yeah, that would be cool. So, you know, maybe he'll end up, I think he lives in Tennessee, maybe he'll end up contacting you, Bill, or, you know, if not, if he contacts me through Twitter, we'll figure out how it gets to you if he wants to send it to you, but great item. And Vince does know who his autographed bat is, so we can start taking callers. Just before we get to it, it is a Hall of Famer?
It is absolutely a Hall of Famer, yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. That's the first clue.
And it's not Clint Eastwood.
No, it's not.
Okay. We're sure
I would have recognized that.
All right. Well, let's start off then. Speaking of cool items here, we've got Ken from Downers Grove on the line. This is the Ken who stopped in T-Crown with the Jerry Rice 1996 Mackey Award, correct, Ken?
Yes, yes. How are you doing this morning, Tom?
Doing great. Now, Bill Huggins, I thought Ken had great background on this, on how he got the award, but he's got this great radio voice. Right, Ken? I told you this at T-Crown. So I'm like, Ken, why don't you just, if you can, call in on the show and say tell us how you got this Jerry Rice. It's like a 7-pound 1996 Mackey Award that looks like it was, and I think it was made by the same guys who make the Oscar Awards, correct, Ken?
Yep. It's very, very interesting history. Actually, the award is from the 30th annual NFLPA Mackey Awards Banquet, which was held every June in Chicago at the Hyatt Regency Hotel. And the Mackey Awards Banquet, which is obviously named after John Mackey, the Hall of Fame tight end, they were presented every year to outstanding NFL players at each position in both conferences. And they're awarded based on the votes of their peers in the NFL at each position. So it was a really unique thing, and it went on for 32 years. Starting in 1966, and the last one was in 1998, and it basically sort of phased out as the ESPYs awards took over. But interestingly enough, at that same banquet in 1996, Reggie White received the NFC Defensive Player of the Year award.
Did you meet Reggie White at that time?
Yeah, actually, I did get a chance to meet him. Yep, and he had a very moving speech that brought almost everybody to tears, and it was in the newspaper the next day. Fred Mitchell, the Sun-Times sports columnist, always covered the banquet and always had a piece in his column on it. But the trophy itself, which is so cool, was made by R.S. Owens and Company, which also make, and they're a Chicago-based company, and they also make the Oscar statuette, which, you know, is used every year at the Academy Awards.
So it's kind of a similar look to it, of, you know, like that.
So it's like maybe 13 inches tall, weighs about 8.5 pounds. Very, very unique, very incredible looking trophy. But anyway, I was involved with a charity organization in Chicago at the time, the Better Boys Foundation, and we were the beneficiary of the funds which the banquet raised, which was generally over $1 million a year. But, you know, once again, like Jerry Rice, over the course of his career, probably, well, with his Hall of Fame career, he may have won, you know, maybe 10 of these awards, maybe 15. You know, because he led the NFL in so many different categories.
Right.
So some years the superstars or the players in general that won awards would show up, and other years they wouldn't. But basically, if they didn't come to the banquet, you know, they'd never received their award, and we would keep the award for a couple years. And I actually had a personal conversation with Gene Upshaw at the NFLPA at the time and asked him, hey, you know, I've got like 10 or 12 awards left from 2 years ago. What do you want me to do with them? He said, you can do whatever you want. You know, we're not paying to have them shipped. So it's on you. So, you know, I just kept one or two as souvenirs over the years. And one of them was this one. I said, after all these years, you know, maybe I can share this with another sports collector that are appreciated the same way that I have over this time. So,
well,
that's pretty much the history.
Yeah, that is an awesome story, and I was able to hold it myself, and it
that's
is
cool.
Really a cool award. And now, Bill Huggins, this is good if we send it, that it'll be in the November auction then?
Yeah, I mean, we'll be happy to go one better than Gene Upshaw. We will pay to have it sent to our
yeah, right. That's good.
No problem.
And we'll, this will be awesome in the November Huggins and Scott auction. Then, Ken, and great story. I mean, it really something. And you do have a future in radio. I believe that.
Well, like I told you, if you ever need a substitute host for the week, give me a call.
We'll get in touch then. All right. Well, great. Well, thanks for the story. And it'll be fun to see what this baby goes for in the Huggins and Scott November auction.
Fantastic. Fantastic. I'll see you sometime during the week.
All right. Thanks, Ken. All right, next on the line. Oh, I forgot to have Ken make a guess on who the bat was. If you want, Ken, if you want to call back in, guess who Vince got on the bat for his signed bat? Jim from Mokina.
It's Raleigh Fingers.
Okay.
You would be incorrect.
All right. Jim from Mokina, before we get to your item, do you want to guess who Vince got for his signed mini bat? It's a Hall of Fame baseball player.
No, guys, I will go with Fergie Jenkins.
Fergie Jenkins.
That is incorrect, but I'll add a clue here.
Okay.
He debuted on April 7th, 1978.
Oh, but now that's
his first game.
That's a pretty good clue, Vince.
Well,
I thought you might just
pitcher.
All right.
I want somebody to win.
He started in 78. Okay, Jim, what do you have?
So I've got a signed Dan Marino autographed jersey. It's got the little Marino emblem on it with a COA. And then I also have a signed Walter Payton football that I received. My mom was a nurse in the city of Chicago. She worked in the pediatric unit.
Mm.
So a lot of the Bears players would come in and sign balls and all that kind of stuff. So listening to your intro, I kind of laughed a little bit because we played with the Harbaugh ball. But but we kept the Payton ball. It's not like, you can see the signature pretty well on it. It's not perfect by any means, but I have it.
Yeah, well, so it's a Payton single sign football and an official
Correct.
Football. Yeah, if it's kind of faded and beat a little bit, it's probably at least a couple hundred, and then the nicer, the more it goes up in value. The Marino jersey, now there's no, it's not game used, or there's no real significance to the jersey, I take it?
Nope.
Okay.
No significance to the jersey. Signed, like I said, it has a little Marino hologram emblem on it, and it has the certificate.
Yeah, I haven't looked at those recently. Jerseys are down a bit, but I'm thinking $200-$300 range. And do you have it in a frame?
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, very good. That makes a great display. You know, I think there's always going to be a lot of Dan Marino collectors, even though he never won a Super Bowl. That hurt. But, you know, just he the passing yardage he put up, I think he's going to hold up pretty well long term for collectors.
It's kind of surprising that he didn't get to the Super Bowl or win one. He went to one Super Bowl.
He got
Bowl,
to
right?
one
early
real early,
career.
Yeah,
yep.
And they
yep.
lost. And, wow. and then he never got to another one. They never really had a running game, and he was such a great passer. But yeah, he could never made it again. A lot of quarterbacks not as accomplished as
yep.
him,
yep.
you know, made
Shows
it.
Shows how hard it is to get there.
Yeah. Well, thanks for the call. And the number here is 312-332-3776. We're having fun today. We got all kinds of stuff to talk about. We've got, you can tweet me an item at T Crown Tom. We have some of these to get to. And we're giving away 4 tickets to the practice rounds at the BMW Championship, courtesy of Superman Todd. You can guess who Vince's Hall of Fame mini bat autograph is. And we're also giving away a Bowman Chrome baseball box. So if somebody guesses Vince's mini bat correctly, they'll win a separate prize of a sealed mini bat yep. that we will ship to them separately. If nobody guesses it, we'll add it to the package with the tickets yep, and the yep. Bowman Chrome baseball box.
And again, unlike Upshaw, I'm going to deliver it for free.
Yeah, so. Yes. ERC delivery.
Free, no
That's
charge.
Right. Very good. ERC every week delivers the prize free if that winner has to email Vince yep. at ercdelivery.com. Yep. So, man.
So Vince, is another clue on the who the bat is? That the first and last initials of the person's name that the bat is of, do not appear anywhere in Clint Eastwood's name.
Give me a couple seconds to run through that.
A lot of
clue
E's
there.
And S's. And you know, speaking of Superman Todd, he sent me an item on Twitter. He goes, what do you think something like this is worth? This is a Boba Fett Star Wars Kenner figurine. This particular one sells for a lot of money, still in the package. This is one that had Collect All 21 on the back from 1977-78. There's older ones, I guess, that had Collect All 12 or whatever.
Right, right.
So that's one way they tell when these were made. But I saw a similar one sell for $3,950
wow.
on eBay.
Nice.
I guess Bill Huggins, that would be an item if this is that same thing that you wouldn't mind putting in a Huggins and Scott auction, correct?
Oh, that sounds like a poster child for what we would want. Yeah.
And you learn something every day. I just found out this morning that they grade Star Wars Kenner figurines.
Do they really?
Yeah, there's a company that
wow.
does it. Have you ever had something like that, Bill? I never even knew it before this morning.
I think that's the first I've heard of.
Yeah.
It would be a gigantic holder.
Yeah, it makes sense when you think about it because a lot of the holders can be like dented and beat up, so
sure.
it makes sense. But, well, we've got a lot of callers waiting. It's time for a short break. Lots of prizes, lots of things to talk about. We're on till late. Hang in there. We'll be right back.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ercdelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on till 8, and we're taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. You can tweet an item at TCrownTom is my Twitter ID with a picture. If we use it on the show, you get in the drawing. Or if you call us 312-332-3776, you get in the drawing. When you call, you can try to guess who Vince got on his signed Hall of Fame mini bat. I just took a picture of him holding it up. I'm going to tweet it somewhere along the line. If somebody guesses it correctly, I'll tweet it after that for sure so you can see what it is. It's got the clock stamp, the ESPN in the background. It's all official. And then, so if you guess who he got on the bat, there's a separate prize. That person will automatically win an unopened signed mini bat. If nobody guesses that correctly, that unopened one will go with the package, which is four tickets to the practice rounds at the BMW Championship Golf Tournament, which yep. I think is this week.
Starts September 14th to September 16th
okay.
For the practice rounds for...
All right, so that's yep. next week then.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And then a Bowman Chrome 2015 baseball box.
Absolutely.
So we'll see what happens. We've got lots of callers waiting. And Kevin from Lombard's on the line. What's up there, Kevin?
Good morning, guys. Great show.
Thank you.
I was in high school at this time, and I had gone to a signing at a record store where Walter Payton was signing his Pure Payton video. I think it was back in 1997 with a bunch of buddies of mine. And it's a signed video, VHS video, of the Walter Payton video that he did. But the neat part about the story was that he was such a great guy that we were there early, and we arm wrestled Walter Payton, me and Paul.
Oh, that is awesome. Now, that's worth more than whatever that signed video.
We couldn't take, all four of us couldn't take him right-handed. So he's like, all right, let's go left-handed. So he went left-handed, and he took his left-handed. It was a memory that I'll never forget.
I would love to have a video of that or a pic. Did you get it? Anybody get a picture of that? So the four of you were going against him.
Well, we left school early, so you know, we didn't exactly. Before cell phones and all that stuff, we didn't have that. Walter Payton, and he just took us down with you. Know.
That's a great. That's awesome. That's a great story. Now, Kevin, awesome. You want to guess Vince's Hall of Fame signed mini bat?
What was the clue again in terms of the year?
I don't think we're going to give that out again. If people were listening closely. Okay. The only quiz, the only thing we're going to give out now is it's not a pitcher.
It's not a pitcher.
Not a pitcher.
Yes.
Let's go with Andre Hawkins. Or Andre Dawson.
Andre the Hawk Dawson. Okay.
Wow.
Good guess.
What made you think of that?
Good guess, but no.
No, that's incorrect.
That's a great story, though. I think, you know, that DVD or whatever it was that was signed, that's going to be worth at least $100. It just depends how good it looks. But that story, that is an awesome story.
It's priceless.
Yes. Now, Burke sent on Twitter a picture of a Mickey Mantle Upper Deck authenticated single signed baseball with the inscription added NO7 for number 7. Bill, a Mickey Mantle Upper Deck authenticated ball with that inscription. Now, is that more than a typical ball with typical authentication? Do they sell more?
Yeah, they do. They come in a nice little package. They come in a nice little felt. If he's got the whole package, the little felt bag and the box and the authentication and everything. And those, if it hasn't toned or faded in any way, they're getting, $400 to $800 on a good day, bad day.
Yeah, it looks like there might be a bit of yellowing on the ball, just a bit. The signature looks solid as can be, so, yeah, very nice. Chris from North Dakota is on the line. What's up there, Chris? How do you listen to us?
I listen to you guys online. I'm from Aurora originally, but
beautiful.
I like listening to you guys. My dogs tend to get me up bright early on Sunday mornings for coffee, so listen to you guys and enjoy it.
The dogs typically like our show, too. I know the horses like our show,
absolutely.
So yeah, we're big in the animal family.
Absolutely, from North Dakota and the pheasants and the buffalo, absolutely. So
okay.
Listen here, guys. I want to take a guess on that baseball bat to start off. I believe I'm going to guess Paul Molitor.
Oh,
very good.
He got it.
Perfect.
Now,
nice.
Vince, do you deliver to North Dakota?
We certainly can, but I'll overnight it to you. So email me your information, vince@ercdelivery.com. We'd be happy to send it out to you.
Now, you're not going to get a Paul Molitor. You're going to get an unopened one. Unless now since he's on the line,
yes.
Vince, would if he wants Paul Molitor, would you take the unopened
Absolutely.
One?
Absolutely. Your decision.
Okay, which would you rather have, Chris? A Paul Molitor or an unopened one?
You know what, guys? The unopened one sounds fine. We'll just go with the game plan. How's that sound?
All right.
That
sounds good. You'll get an unopened one, and it could be anybody. So I thought you were a huge Paul Molitor fan or something and wanted that one.
No, I'm a huge Bears fan. So
all right.
There you
I'm
go.
Calling, I've got a pretty eclectic collection here in my basement. It's a shrine to the Bears. I've got from William Perry's rookie picture at a Montgomery Awards in St. Charles that was highlighted on NFL Today back in the day. For an autograph signed picture, Walter Payton stuff, Urlacher jerseys. My question is it more valuable to sell it as a group big package of watches, you know, keychains, buttons from the 80s? Or do we piece it out, guys? That's kind of my question. What's more valuable, the entire collection or piecing stuff out?
Well, that's a good question for Bill Huggins, who's the expert at Huggins and Scott Auctions. So, Bill, what do you think?
Well, I mean, you're talking about selling your collection one by one versus in groups or whatever like that, right?
That's correct. Like, I've got probably a few hundred pieces, still in boxes, autographs, you know, just an eclectic stuff that I like to look at. You know what I mean? It's my bear stuff. But would it be more valuable in a package deal if I ever decide to sell? Just have my kids. So college education's on the brain here, guys. So, you know. Is it more
I know that feeling.
Well, you're going to get certainly more money. Or that, you know, selling it one by one if you find the individual person who wants each item. I mean, Because you're gonna do all the work. And it's probably gonna have some significant cost in advertising and your time to get this collection out to those who may be interested in buying it. What we do at our auction is we kind of put things together that have a common theme to them on items that are not more than $500 so that we can appeal to all of our 20,000 bidders. So that's certainly an option that you could certainly weigh against if you have the time to sell this thing over the next 2 to 3 years.
Now, Bill, if he was going to do a lot like that with you, what would you, in order to take that, is there a certain minimum value that you'd want to try to hit for the lot? Or?
Well, yeah, we try and get, you know, somewhere between $500 and $1,000, $800, $1,200, $900, somewhere in that range. That's where, Tom, we have, you know, 20,000 bidders who can play at that range. That's our, $1,000 is our poster child lot because you get into $10,000, $20,000 items while they're neat and everything, the bidding pool dwindles real quick. There's a lot of guys that just don't have $10,000, $20,000 to spend on an item, but they have $1,000.
Right. Yeah, and this would be my opinion in the $5,000 range value. I got some Urlacher Butkus helmets, you know, stuff in a lot I think would bring some value. And a Walter Payton's autographs a couple times.
Well, if you ever are thinking of selling it, then you definitely want to contact Bill Huggins at Huggins and Scott Auctions, HugginsandScott.com, 301-608-0355. And thanks for the call. And Vince will be sending you an unopened Historic Autographs is the company that makes these bats. They're really cool.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So just email me your address and I'll send it out to you.
All right. Email Vince at ercdelivery.com.
I will do that.
All right. Thanks for the call. Oh, boy. Yeah, so Paul Molitor. Now, on the next break, what I'll do is tweet the picture of Vince holding up the Paul Molitor bat. So you'll keep the Paul Molitor bat now. If you wanted to, I bet you could do a neat frame with Art and Frame in Naperville where you would take that mini bat with like a photo or something.
Yep,
that would make a
maybe
cool
use the
display.
Photo that you actually display the bat and use the photo you just
took. Oh, there
on
you
Twitter,
go with
so
you. Now, if you were
go.
Keeping
That's
that at
cool.
home, that would be a really neat one.
Actually, I think I am, and I'm going to go to Art and Frame and have that picture framed.
Nice.
And so.
Agatha at Art and Frame in Naperville. That's who you want to see on that one. Oh, cool. That's a great idea.
Did you tweet the pick yet?
I didn't. I'm going to have to wait till the break to
do
it. All right, we got lots of callers still waiting here. We've got Doug from Crown Point, Indiana. What do you have there, Doug?
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
I have an autographed picture of Rocky Marciano.
Ooh, wow. That's cool. Now, how'd
I know
you come
he had a couple of, well, I got it at a garage sale.
Wow. Huh.
But I know he had a couple of, I guess a secretary signed for him a couple of items.
Yeah.
This looks like the true deal. It says on there, to a truly nice guy, Buster Rocky Marciano, keep on punching. And Buster was his nickname. I looked it up.
Okay. Wow, that's neat. What do you think, Bill Huggins? Have you run Rocky Marciano signed photo recently?
Yeah, you know, I want to say we have had Rocky Marciano items before. I'm just trying to guess what they... I don't remember exactly what they sell for. I want to say somewhere in the $800 to $1,200, $1,500 range. It kind of would depend on what it's on and what it looks like. The personalization sometimes authenticates it and makes it genuine. Sometimes people are not a big fan of that, but it certainly, if it's a nice, clear, bold signature, it would certainly be an item if he's interested in selling it, we would want to auction for him.
Yeah, that's
cool.
Yeah,
close. It looks like it's on a picture he's punching. It looks like maybe Archie Moore.
Oh, I like it. Now, if you can tweet a picture to @TCrownTom or send me a picture, you know, if you're before you send that out, or you know, then we could talk about it and the listeners can see it because that sounds like a neat photo.
Okay, yeah, I don't have a tweet account, but I don't know. Maybe I could send you a picture on your email or something.
All right. Now, are you thinking of sending that to Huggins and Scott also?
Yes, I am.
Okay, their number is 301-608-0355. Or if it's easy for you to get the Triple Crown in Naperville, you can drop it off with me, and I'll send it to them for the November auction.
All right, Tom. All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Jeff from Highland, Indiana, actually tweeted me this. This looks like it would be a good lot in a Huggins and Scott auction. He's got them all lined up here. 16 1967 bobbleheads. Five of them have original boxes. This is cool. That wow, what a lot that would be, huh, Bill?
Baseball or football?
It looks like baseball. They're kind of small on here, but it's got to be. Yeah, it's baseball. Yeah, there's the Pirate. Yeah, the Oriole. Yeah, it's baseball. So that would be, there's some good money in those things. They look like, I mean, they're kind of small because you got them all lined up in one photo, but they look like they're in good shape.
Are they the minis?
They look like from this that they're minis, yes.
Oh, even better. Those are more than the big ones.
Wow, are they really? Jeff from yeah. Highland, I'll tell you if you're listening. It also might be a little bit of expensive shipping that thing, but.
Well, you got to be careful.
Yeah.
Yeah,
those would have to be individually wrapped and then maybe in a couple of boxes or something. But boy, that's a nice collection. That's good money. Jeff from Highland, Indiana hits the big time. All right, we've got waiting on the line, James from Joliet. What do you have there, James?
Hey, Tom. Hey, Jim.
How's it going?
I'm doing all right. Had the right answer, so I'm a little disappointed.
Oh, you had Molitor, huh? Well, you're still going to be in the drawing for the Bowman Chrome box and the tickets, so.
Thanks.
Yeah.
It'll work. My question was, I have a mini gold glove signed by Mark McGwire. Like, it's the DNA certified and all that stuff. I was just wondering what that might be worth.
A mini gold glove. Was that one that came out recently in a product, or what's that? Where did you get the mini gold glove?
Yeah, it's in, like, a gold sealed box.
Oh, is that the one from Historic Autographs? Where they had one...
I think it's one Rawlings.
Yeah, but where Historic Autographs had a gold glove signed product. I bet that's where it came from. I would think a McGwire would probably be a couple hundred on that. You know, his autographs are still good. He's one of... It seems like the steroid guys who did the mea culpas, you know, who apologized, their stuff is... doing better than the guys who never did apologize. Yeah, so it's already time for another short break here. The number's 312-332-3776. We're on till 8. Give us a call with a question about an item, and you'll get in our drawing. So hang in there. We'll be right back. Welcome
back.
Back
to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery and Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on till 8 taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. Plus, we're filling you in with some items that have come into T-Crown that will be ending up in, some of them will be ending up in the Huggins and Scott November auction. If you go to HugginsandScott.com, there's already previews of a lot of items up there. I want to get to a couple of these things here. We were talking about lots where Bill was saying sometimes he'll do lots of things and group them together. There's a lot of 25 entertainers and politicians single signed baseballs. Talk about a diverse lot here. There's Garth Brooks. I don't see one from Chris Gaines in the lot. But Garth Brooks, that was weird, the whole Chris Gaines thing. Al Gore, George Lindsay, who played Vince? George Lindsay? Bill, you know? Anybody?
George Lindsay.
Goober.
Oh,
Goober.
Okay, okay.
Jack Parr, Keith Richards, Mickey Rooney, who one time was going to be a guest on our show when I was on Saturday mornings, and his plane got delayed, and he was circling O'Hare when he was supposed to be on the show with us. So that would have been cool to have Mickey Rooney
Absolutely.
On. And, okay, Vince, what TV show was this guy in? Ephraim Zimbalist Jr.?
Ephraim Zimbalist Jr.
I knew this one, yeah, but I'm older than you are.
Wow, 50
or 60? The Untouchable.
No, close.
What
the FBI?
Time?
The FBI, that's it. The FBI.
That was a TV show?
That was a TV show.
I had
in
no
this,
idea.
Yes, yes. For, see,
usually
Bill,
some of that older pop culture I'm pretty good at, but not
yeah,
this time.
I know. It was a little, I think this before was before
time.
Your time. Yeah, so HugginsandScott.com. Let's get to some of the callers. We've got Joel from Chicago on the line. What's up, Joel?
Howdy, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I've got a game ball. I don't know if this thing was mass-produced or if it's the real deal, but it's a game ball presented to Dennis McKinnon in the 1985 Super Bowl, and it's autographed by him. There's also a personal inscription that says, game ball presented to Dennis McKinnon, Bears 46, Patriots 10.
Oh, so that you think it might have actually been a Super Bowl-used game ball.
Well, yeah, and I don't know. I've never seen a game ball before, but it's done, you know, professionally. It's got the Super Bowl 20 logo on it.
Now, what does that do to the value of that ball, Bill, if it's compared to just a Dennis McKinnon signed ball, if you can prove that it's a Super Bowl used ball?
Well, Joel, I mean, does it have any paperwork with it?
No paperwork. It says Wilson. It says official Super Bowl 20 ball.
Is it all brown ball?
It's like three quarters brown, and then one section of the ball is like sort of laminated white.
Oh well, that's not going to be an actual game use one. Yeah. Well, that answers that one. So that's just a neat collectible, probably in the $100 range. But yeah, they didn't use any white panels during the actual game, so it's not one of those. Next on the line, we have Jim from Homer Glen. What's up, Jim?
Hey, Tom. How you doing? Jim Roberts.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, not much. Question for you. As you know, we're anticipating moving, and you've seen pictures of my collection, and I'm anticipating the possibility of getting rid of, I hate to say it, possibly all of it.
Holy cow. Bill, I think you would need a truck just for this entire collection. Now, I don't even know. I think you'd probably have to call Bill Huggins on this one, and Bill would have to be able to figure it out what to do with it. The number at Huggins and Scott is 301-608-0355. He has tons of signed photos and just some couple quick highlights, Jim. Like, what do you have a lot of?
Yeah, well, I've got over 258x10 signed, 20 mini helmets, about 5 signed footballs. You know, people walk in and say, "Who's Y.A. Tittle?" and it makes my heart feel bad. But 20 some jerseys, bats.
Wow.
Probably 50 balls, 850,000 cards.
Yeah, I would call Bill Huggins for sure during the week, 301-608-0355, and see what you guys can figure out as far as what they want, how much of it they take, what, you know, the whole deal, right, Bill? And then we'll just go from there.
Slight logistics problem, but nothing we can't overcome.
Yeah.
Well, ERC's got a truck big enough to accommodate that. So if you need me, just let me know, Bill.
There we go. All right. ERC delivery comes through again. We've got David from Wakanda on the line. What's up, David? What do you have?
Good morning, guys. I've been on before. I have the Pro Football Hall of Fame gold jacket of Ollie Madsen. But I'm talking about now is 110 of the Football Hall of Famers 8x10s signed. They're all framed. They're like 12 frames.
Wow. So you've got, what is it, smaller photos, or they're all 8x10s?
Most of them are 8x10s.
Huh. So you're thinking a lot of 110 different
Pro Football Hall of Famers, from like Sid Luckman to the current guys.
Wow,
there's a Pete Rozelle, Paul Brown, Doug Atkins, Joe Namath, OJ.
Without, you know, having the whole list, it would be hard to put a price on it. But, Bill, is that a lot you would be interested in taking and working with them on it?
Oh, yeah, and actually, believe it or not, it may be something that to maximize the value of maybe more than one lot.
Yeah, I would think that might be a good thing. Maybe you do it by conference or by, I don't know.
Or something like that. Yeah, he mentioned a few names that are not the average, just guys who do the signings and shows all over
right.
the country. So.
Right, that makes it a very good lot. So, yeah, contact Bill Huggins, 301-608-0355. And anybody who, if you're in the Chicago area and you want to bring a lot in through T-Crown, Bill will just, Chris from the shipping department at Huggins and Scott just sends me a FedEx label. I package it up and take it down, and they have it in like 2 business days. So it's really... it works out pretty well. And let's see, that the picture is posted on Twitter at T Crown Tom of a smiling Vince Clementi holding his Paul Molitor bat in the studio. You got the clock in the that's background. Right. This is official.
Yep.
All right. But that's Vince's bat. That bat will not be sent. The one that will be sent is the one that will be sealed, which we don't know who that will be in that one. Tim from Beverly's online. What do you have there, Tim?
Yes, I've got a signed picture of Jared Fogle, of a Subway guy.
Oh, that's not going to go for a whole lot right now, I don't think. Okay. Next on the line, we have Lenny from Orland Park. What's up, Lenny?
Yeah, good morning, guys. Oh, yeah. What I got that I'm thinking about putting in your auction, I have a cut signature from Brian Piccolo, PSA enclosed, along with a mini helmet from Gale Sayers that he inscribed Brian's song on.
Oh, now that is a good combo there. Wow, I like that. Now, do you have them together in something? They're just separated. If you're thinking of sending them to Huggins and Scott, you don't want to get them framed first. But did you have them?
They're separated right now.
Yeah, well, that's good.
Put those two together, maybe in your next auction. I don't know what the value might be on that.
Well, typically a Brian Piccolo signed item I don't think I've seen one go for less than 500. So the two of them together should go at somewhere 500 to 1,000, I would think. Wouldn't you think, Bill?
Yeah, what is the Piccolo autograph? Is it a...
It's a cut signature, PSA authentic, really, really great signature, very, very dark, you know, written and
it's encapsulated in a PSA holder.
Yes.
Even better. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
No, that would be a great item. Is the signature graded?
It's graded 9. I'm sorry, it's a 9.
Ooh, that's a solid Piccolo 9. Yeah, that I bet that breaks a grand, don't you think, Bill?
I think that with the helmet. I love the inscription on the helmet that goes with the. Sure, I mean that's a peanut butter and jelly pack. Sure,
it really is. That and right, for a Chicago Bears fan, anybody who saw that movie and you know and is a big time Chicago Bear fan, that's something you want. Yep. So that's awesome. Yeah, you could still get that.
I'll call you this week.
Very good. Thanks for the call. All right, boy, we got a lot of neat stuff. We got bobbleheads, we got side things, we got Star Wars, we got all kinds of stuff. We got sideline jackets. We have not even able to get to everything either. Then in the Huggins and Scott auction, there is, here's something. It's a Super Bowl III Colts versus Jets ticket stub, $100 minimum bid. You know what? It's time to get rid of the Roman numerals on. It's getting to the point. What number is that? I don't even know what they're doing anymore. Just put
the ring. You know, this year they've done that, Tom.
Oh, have they really?
For Super Bowl 50, they're going with a gold 50.
Really? Good, because cool. I think that was the time. You know, the Roman numerals were cool when they were trying to separate it from just a championship game, but it's past its time. So I like. Oh, there we go.
There we go.
Tom, they're actually going to go back to the Roman numerals after this.
Oh,
year.
Come
special
on.
Special year, and then they're going back.
Oh,
to
don't
it.
Do it. Let's start a don't do it NFL.
I agree. 51 works for me.
Well, you send it out on Twitter today, Tom, and we'll all jump right in and retweet it. You know.
All right, John from East Dundee's on the line. What do you have, John?
Yeah, good morning. My son-in-law recently came in possession of a 1962 Chicago Cubs baseball signed by the entire team.
62.
And he was wondering what it might be worth.
Well, that probably had Ken Hubbs on there, right?
That's what I was thinking. You know, I looked at it briefly last night, and I saw Sano and Banks.
Yeah.
I believe, and I was wondering, would Lou Brock be on that, or was he gone?
Yeah, he should have been on that one. He wasn't traded until 64, I think.
On what date
would that have been that Lou Brock was traded, Vince?
June 15th, 1964.
Which just so happens to be Vince's birthday.
That's right. And you know, the hospital I was born at is right off the 290, Loretto Hospital. So every morning when I come down here on Sundays, I see that hospital.
You're
right
thinking
there,
about
man.
That trade yes. then, too, aren't you?
Yep. Looked up the 62 Cubs. Yeah. Lou Brock is definitely on that team.
Yeah. And Hubs would have been on that, I believe. Yeah.
Yeah, he's there as
so
well.
So if he signed the ball, it's probably, if it's in nice shape, probably a couple $100s. Yeah. Now that might
be about it, huh?
Yeah, that might not be Huggins and Scottable. Would it be, Bill, that might not be worth enough by itself?
Well, I'll tell you, Tom, if it's complete ball, if it's on an official ball and the signatures are in great shape, I think we may be able to beat $200 or $300.
Oh, really?
That thing.
Okay.
That's an early Cubs ball with some key names on it. I mean, if you've got, you know, Banks and Santo and Billy Williams would probably still be on there.
Oh, yeah.
Luke Brock,
yeah.
An early Luke Brock on there and Hubs. You got a bunch of big names on that.
All right, so then I guess that if you did want to send that in Huggins and Scott auction, they'd give it a shot. As long as it's got to be nice and bold and, you know, very readable.
Yeah, they look pretty good, at least by my first glance, and I'm going to see them a little later today. I'm going to take another look at it.
All right, very good. You wouldn't want it to look like, now this one, we're going to send to a Huggins and Scott auction and try to get it authenticated. I tweeted a picture of this. If this had been a Connie Mack single sign baseball, if this had been on the sweet spot, if this had been really bold, clear, this is thousands. But this one, it's kind of hard to even make it out. Like the Connie part of it especially really is faded. And it'll be interesting to see what it does. I think it still should be able to do maybe a few $100s, maybe. I don't know. But we'll be sending that along. I called up and they said that might be dependent on how it looks. It might just be the not in the catalog. Bill, what do you call that when it's not in the catalog?
Web gems.
Web gems. It might be a web gem, but it just depends. You guys can, when you get it, if it authenticates, see how it is. But Irv from Northbrook brought that in, and he said he was at the game in 1953. Connie Mack was sitting up in the front, and somebody got him a ball from Connie Mack and said, here, Connie Mack, sign this.
Very
and he's
cool.
Had it ever since, so that's cool. And it looks like it could be Connie Mack, but it's really, some of them, you know, they're bold and you can really tell. Not as clear on this one. And I was right, Vince. Remember before the show I said I have a feeling this show is going to just fly?
Yes.
This one. I mean, I didn't get to half of the stuff that I wanted to get to. But, hey, next week's another week.
Yep,
we got to fill up an hour every week.
A lot of opportunities.
So it's time now, Vince, to do the drawing. Now, this will be for the Bowman Chrome 2015 Hobby Baseball Box and the four tickets to the BMW Championship.
James from Joliet. James.
So there he goes. You did win.
Email
all right.
Me, vince@ercdelivery.com, and I'll get back to you, and I'll send you the prizes free of charge.
And then the mini bat, the unopened one, the guy from North
Chris
Dakota.
Chris from North Dakota.
Chris from North Dakota.
Yes.
And he just has to email you.
His address, and I'll send it to him this week.
You'll get it to him. All right. Very good. And it's football season. We didn't even get to our fantasy drafts. We had some exciting.
Yeah, fun draft.
Yeah, we did. And so the games start Thursday night.
Tom Brady starting against Pittsburgh.
That's going to be something. I guess the commissioner won't be there. Yeah. And don't forget to check out HugginsandScott.com. They've got previews up for the November auction. Lots of great stuff. We're on every Sunday, 7 to 8. So listen in next week and have a great week, everybody.
The preceding program was a paid advertisement. The views reflected are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.